listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get bite-sized tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. You can follow news about the podcast on Twitter at Writerly Bites. This week's writing tip is avoid the as clause. This month I'm talking about the large and small things we can do when we're in revision mode. And this week, I want to get granular. I want to talk about a very small thing in sentence structures that I think we can improve upon. I'm referring to the dreaded as clause. So here's an example. As she was getting out of the car, she yelled that she didn't love him and she never had. In a sentence like that, we've got an as clause and an independent clause that really contains the important information in the sentence. The as clause is wildly popular with writers, and it conveys simultaneity. We're meant to picture the woman getting out of the car in full voice, yelling her declaration. The as clause has to show us two things that are happening at the same time. But the problem is, writers insist on using it when the two events aren't really simultaneous, or when it's distracting and downright nonsensical to imagine them as simultaneous. As she jerked the steering wheel, she yelled that she didn't love him and she never had. In that example, the jerking of the steering wheel is one sharp action. It probably takes a second or less. But the thing she's shouting has to take longer than that. It can't really be simultaneous, or it could be, but we're distracted as readers trying to figure out how to finagle that. All this is to say that as clauses are tricky, and don't always depict the passage of time the way we hope they would. Instead of an as clause, consider having one action follow another. Acknowledge that the two events are not quite simultaneous, or that one ends before the other. Keep it simple and direct, especially in moments of heightened emotion and quick action. Another thing that is wrong with this, or that is a problem with the as clause, is that it slows things down. Any kind of introductory clause that's set off by commas tends to make the sentence feel like it's unfurling slowly and thoughtfully, as if someone's delivering an essay to us. We have to spend time building one image in our mind, and then the other, and then we get this retroactive